Today's Yom Mishabru Yom Yisimin Reish Samach Gimel. We're up to Sif Yud Gimel, Life of Yerushalayim Hilda Vaseret. It starts out, Adam Shabal Ir Be'erev Shabbos. A person comes into a city on Erev Shabbos, Kvar Kiblu Anshei Ir Aleihem Shabbos, and the city already accepted upon themselves Shabbos. Afa Pish Adayin Yom Gadol, even though there is still a good amount of time before the end of the day, what should the person do? If he has money on himself, oh, shum chayfetz, or any other mukta item, manicha lipol, he has to drop it. Shabur says, what does it mean, drop it? It means that he should find a safe room in which to drop them and keep them hidden. Kamo, shkasa basir meksam avav, sifi beiz, v'ayin shal mishabura, and the bear halacha. Check out there. The idea of this halacha, Rav Yah explains, it's because it is wrong for sefer groups to act differently in one town. This is what's known as los iskodadu. It's similar to los iskodadu, which we know is a halacha that los asu agudos agudos. You should not separate into different sects within the community, and it forbids such a phenomenon of two factions observing Torah differently side by side. Others explain this halacha that the community itself has the authority to set standards by majority rule, and that's why the guy has to drop the muksa when he comes into the city. So that's that halacha. Now, before we go on, we just finished the halachas of the concept of that if the community davens and accepts Shabbos well before Shkia, each individual, in different scenarios, their acceptance of Shabbos might or might not be tally on the kihila. And just to give a little summary of what we've said up until now, as well as what some of the modern poskim discuss regarding this, so really comes down to is it depends on the exact situation. In a small community, such as a yeshiva, a camp, hotel, or bungalow colony that has only one congregation, one kihila, which brings in Shabbos early, then all the members of the community clearly are obligated to begin Shabbos at that time. This is what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, the Igros Moshe himself maybe says that it could depend on nowadays if accepting early Shabbos is made for the sake of convenience, then maybe this halacha doesn't apply. But most poskim say that in a small community where there's only one kehila, you are bound. The person, an individual, is obligated to begin Shabbos at the time. However, in communities that support several different kehilos, some of which accept Shabbos early, and others which do so on time, then every household, every bias in the community, every family can join the kehila of his choice. But the poskim, both which we saw in the Mishnah Brura, as well as in the Ber Halacha and the modern-day poskim, make the following distinctions and say as follows, that an individual has to accept Shabbat at the time that his shul, his kehila does. His kehila is defined by what? So there are poskim that say that this could mean the shul where he is planning to daven this particular Friday night. In fact, this is what the Sha'ar Tzion, you check out the Sha'ar Tzion in Taf Kuf Nun Aleph, Sifkaton Nun Vav, see what he has to say about that. And in fact, there are those poskim, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who actually says that you can change from week to week, sometimes beginning Shabbos early and sometimes on time. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And Aruch HaShulchan says, but the truth is here too, the Matzah Shekel maintains that one is obligated to accept Shabbos at the time designated by the congregation where he regularly davens. Okay? Rabbi Yashiv, okay, is quoted as paskening that a person who regularly davens with the early minion in his shul should accept Shabbos early, even if he's planning to daven in a later minion, which will meet in the same shul. So again, you see, this is a very complex issue. But again, there are those that say that individual can change from week to week, sometimes beginning Shabbos early and sometimes on time, and that shul which he goes to, that's the one that he has to accept Shabbos with. Now, an individual should refrain from performing malacha once the community or his kehila's Shabbos begins. Again, depending on if it's a small community or he has a particular kehila within the larger community. But, believe it or not, there are poskim that say, check out the Ber Halacha on this, that privately a person can daven the Friday Mincha still in a situation, even though he has to stop doing Malacha based on his community or his shul, he can still privately daven the Friday Mincha, which again is a very important Halacha. Chayadam explains this Halacha, but it's also brought down in the Ber Halacha, Dibra Maskal, check it out, on the Shulchan Aruch, Pesvav.
Siftazvav. Now, a minion, even a permanent minion, which meets in a private home, we saw, that's not considered a separate kehila. Therefore, a private minion cannot accept Shabbos on time if the rest of the community accepts Shabbos early. So let's say you're in a small community, there's one shul, and you have your own minion. For example, in Deerfield Beach, where my father lives during the winter, if you have a little shul in a Friday night in someone's apartment, and there's only one kehila for the whole Deerfield Beach that accepts Shabbos early, you cannot go ahead and have a private minion and accept Shabbos late, because the whole community accepted Shabbos early. Many poskim hold that if a husband accepts Shabbos early, his wife and children have to do so as well. This is the more Kor Chaim, check out the Prima Gadim, etc. There are others, however, that maintain that a wife and children may accept Shabbos whenever they wish, regardless of when the husband or father begins the Shabbos. Check out the Yus Moshe on this, the Tshuvas of Yonison Shtaif. So this is an issue. Again, this is talking about where the community itself is not accepting Shabbos earlier, just the husband did. So whether or not the wife and kids have to do so as well, most, many poskim say the family should and must accept what the husband does. I know in Beis Tefila, when we accept Shabbos early, makpid that the wives light at that time, but that's also because that's the shul that we're davening in, so since the shul is Megimah Kabbalah Shabbos at a certain time, the wife has to light by the time we get up to Mizmor Shili on the Shabbos, Boichala, we set it up, the wife would have lit by then on an early Shabbos. Now, poskim also debate the status of a shul in which the majority of the kehila wants to accept the Shabbos early, and the minority wants to make a second minyan in the same shul, which will begin Shabbos on time. Some poskim do not allow for such an arrangement, and the minhag is to be makel in such a scenario. Check out the Be'er Moshe and Rav El Yashiv, but also the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa on this.
Sif Yudalit. In B'yoyim Amunan, Tau Tzibor, Yechashvu, Shechashecha, Vidliku Neos, Vizpadol Tzilas Arvi Shal Shabbos, V'acha Kap Nizbasu Ha'avi V'zor Chachama, Einam Svichim Lazdor Lizbal Arvis. What does this mean? That if on a cloudy day, a kehila, a community, mistakenly presumed that night was approaching, so what they do? They lit candles, daven ma'ariv for Shabbos, and then they realize their mistake as the clouds went away, the clouds cleared up, the sun came through, so, Shulchan Aruch, here, Paskins, based on the Gemara, Sugis and Brachas, they need not daven ma'ariv again, but he goes on to Shulchan Aruch, but this is provided in Kishin Spalu, Ayyam Yipaka Mincha Lamala. This is provided they davened after Plag HaMincha. However, the Shulchan Aruch goes on. That's only by a kehila that davened. However, what about an individual? In Yachad Hushetar B'kach, if, however, an individual made this mistake, Sarachu Lachzor Zbal Tfiyas Arvis, he must go ahead and daven Mariv again. This is all with respect to davening. However, what about, if it's, as we said, this is on a Friday, L'inyan Asiyas Malacha, so there, Bein Sibur, Bein Yachid Mutarim. There, since the davening was betos, it is permissible to do malacha, to Kabbalah Shabbos Haysa betos, because the accepting of Shabbos was betos. So what's going on over here? What's exactly the story? So the story here is that we all know that you could accept night and Shabbos, both of those things. For Ma'ariv, you could already daven Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha, and on Erev Shabbos, you could also accept Shabbos after Plag HaMincha. But these people did not want to do that. They thought night was approaching, and that's why they were lighting candles and davening. So it was toos. It was a mistake. It was based on their assumption that it was already nightfall approaching. So here, the Shulchan Aruch is mechalik. When it comes to davening, there's one split. In terms of Ma'ariv, the tzibur does not have to go ahead and repeat Ma'ariv. In terms of the individual who davened, based on such a mistake, he has to go ahead and repeat his Ma'ariv. But with regard to malacha, both the kehila and the individual can do malacha because their acceptance of Shabbos was mistaken. So what's the issue here? So the Ma'ariv, really, they davened Ma'ariv, and we have to plag HaMincha. So really, it should be okay. No, sorry. It's the opposite. He davened Ma'ariv, so really it should be okay, but since he only wanted to make the post-Plag HaMincha Zman, he viewed that, really, in his mind, as still a Mincha time, not a night time for Ma'ariv, really, he shouldn't have to repeat Shimon Esrei, because the Ma'ariv, okay, was predicated on the fact that he thought it was night, and it's really day. And he did not want, and not view, Plaga Mincha as night. And he's someone, as we're going to see, who always davens Ma'ariv, this person, after Shkia. So, he has to, the individual has to go ahead and repeat the Shimon Esrei, while the Tzibur is different. So we'll see why the Tzibur is different. Look at Tzivkat Nam Gimel. Einam Srichim, the Tzibur does not have to go ahead and repeat the Shmoni Esrei of Ma'ariv in such a case. Lo matriachin Tzibura af shebetalos haisa. Which we're not matriach the Tzibur to repeat the Shmoni Esrei. Again, this is provided, Tzivkat Nam Dalet, the Plaga Mincha Lumala. Provided the David Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha. Why? The Kodem Plaga Mincha afilu Tzibur nami machzirin. Because before Plaga Mincha, even a Tzibur has to go back. The lav zman tfilas arvis hu klal, he klal. Because this is objectively not a zman of Ma'ariv. So there's no way we can say that the Tzibur has established and daven the Ma'ariv if it's b'chal, not a zman of Ma'ariv. After Plaga Mincha, so then Chazal can say, this is a good Ma'ariv, even though the Kehila thought that they were establishing the post-Plaga Mincha zman as day, and not as night, but since it can be established as night for Ma'ariv, because Plaga Mincha, for those of you who don't know, from Plaga Mincha until Shkia, you can daven Ma'ariv there if you go ahead and define it as a night zman, assuming you daven Mincha before Plaga Mincha. But if you're davening Mincha after Plag, then you have to go ahead and daven Ma'ariv after Shkia, or after nightfall. So here, he was viewing Plaga Mincha in his mind as day, and he viewed it, or the Kehila viewed it, as night, when it was really day. So, therefore, it's going to be okay, assuming it was after Plaga Mincha, because that is a zman that could be used for Ma'ariv. Siv Katan Nun Hey. If it's an individual himself, he has to go ahead and repeat Shmon Esrei. Why? Gavin Shibitosis Palo, Shesavar Shekvar Hashecha. He thought it was already night approaching. The truth is the same thing on a weekday. Namidhi, with respect to Ma'ariv. Gavin Shu Noi Tamid Lispalo Ma'ariv Bismano Kirabanan. Since this is obviously an individual who normally davens Ma'ariv when? He normally davens Ma'ariv Bisman after nightfall, like the Chachamim, not after Plaga Mincha, like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. So here, Hayom Betos is Balo. This day, he davened Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha Betos. So he was not viewing that Zman in his mind as a night Zman for Ma'ariv, and therefore he has to repeat, the individual has to repeat the Ma'ariv. We now come on to the Shulchan Aruch, continuing on. The Yesh Omrim, Sha'osav Shedliku Nerus, Asurim Basias Malacha, Ushar Anshe Abayas Mutarim. Some say that those who lit candles, because what did the Shulchan Aruch say? The Shulchan Aruch said that when it comes to Malacha, even the Tzibur, or even the Yachid, both the Tzibur and the Yachid did not have to go ahead and accept Shabbos and follow the laws of Shabbos and keep and refrain from Malacha if they accepted Shabbos in such a toastic fashion where they thought it was already night time approaching and it was really just a cloudy day. But the Mishnah Brura here, Asher the Shulchan Aruch here, continues that there are those that say that those who lit candles in such a situation cannot do Malacha. Okay? But the rest of the household, the rest of the family can. So, what's this halacha? Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sifkat Nivav, She'osam She'edliku, Af in lo isbalu. Even if these individuals did not daven betos, they just thought it was nightfall and they lit. But he says here, about below halacha, without lighting, Af she'isbalu tefila Shabbos, we said, even an individual, if he davens the Ma'ariv Tvila, so although normally that brings in Shabbos, and you can't even stipulate, since it was done betos, came in shebetos haisa, lo shmei kabbalah. It's not considered an acceptance of Shabbos. The tamai yesh omrim, what's the reason for the yesh omrim that it would be an acceptance of Shabbos if, for the person himself who lit the candles, the sfir lu, the kabbalah, shehi ayideh adlaka adifa, that this person who did the adlaka, that's a stronger kabbalah. What's the idea? The ispa maisa, because there's an action being done. Unlike tefillah, which is an acceptance based on his das, okay, and his dibur, so that is going to be connected onto his das, and if it was betos, it's not going to be an acceptance of Shabbos. But if he lit candles, even though it was betos, since it's after the time of Plaga Mincha, that act itself, ipso facto, will affect the Shabbos for him, and he'd have to, or her, whoever's lighting, they will have to go ahead and keep Shabbos the ones that actually lit the candles. Now the Mishnah Brura means Achronim. B'shem kama migdolei ha-poskim, the name of many, or not a number of great poskim, the sphere that hold, the Kabbalah Sibur Betos, afilu rak al yedei tefila, shmei Kabbalah. He goes and he says that when it comes to the tzibur, the tzibur's taos, even if it's one of Mairiv alone without lighting, even if you weren't the one who lit the candles, but if the tzibur went ahead and davened Mairiv, that, even if it was done b'taos, it's going to be a Kabbalah of Shabbos binding the tzibur. Rak shebizeh, ein ha-miut nimshachin achar harov. But he says, here, the only distinction is that, unlike what we said before, yesterday and in our summary today, that the minority has to follow the kehila that he's in. Here, the minority, ein ha-miut nimshachin achar harov. Here, the minority will not have to follow the majority of the kehila if they themselves did not daven with the tzibur. Kevin shebatos haisa kabbalah. Since the tzibur's kabbalah was batos, these poskim who say that the tefillah b'tzibur will bind the members of the kehila, if it's a tzibur, if it's a whole tzibur that's davening on the, will bind them to go ahead and keep the lacha and not do malacha. Not so for the individuals. So here, what we have here is that these achronim are cholek on the Shulchan Aruch, and they hold that a tzibur that is mispalel b'tos on Friday night, those that actually daven with the tzibur have to keep Shabbos. And he says, "Ve'ein la'akel neged ele poskim." You should really not be makel against these poskim. In a pressing situation, you can rely on the opinion cited in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch that a tzibur that daven mariv b'tos does not in any way accept Shabbos, and you could not have to keep Shabbos. But, as the Mishnah Berurah said, you shouldn't be makel against these poskim that say that the people themselves who daven with the tzibur already have to keep Shabbos. Again, we're talking about specifically where it was done b'tos, which is not a very practical situation, because we have clocks. But right, this is not discussing when the kehila overall accepts Shabbos early, knowing that it's early, then all those that are bound by that community, or that are part of that community, have to accept Shabbos with the community when they accept it early. Continue on the Shulchan Aruch. Omrim she'oso ner shehudlak like b'shem Shabbos. Some say that the actual candle that was lit here b'shem Shabbos, it's also ligo bo lehosi bo shem. You're not allowed to touch it or add oil to it. Afilu kava, and even if it goes out, also l'taltalo. You're not allowed to go ahead and move it. Sif katan nun zayin ligo bo. I know afilu achar shelo hidlak adayin lo kibo Shabbos. This is even applying to another person who did not light and did not accept Shabbos. Cain Kasav or Zaruah, this is what the Zaruah writes, and the Magen Avraham writes, Kasav Magen Avraham Atam, he writes that the reason for this, the Azal Lishitase, the Kabbalah Sibor Batal Shmei Kabbalah. He writes, the Magen Avraham, that this is in accordance with the Zaruah's own view that when the community accepts Shabbos, even by mistake, Shmei Kabbalah, it's binding. So what is he referring to here, Magen Avraham? How is he explaining this Yesh Omrim? So it goes as follows, that any item designated for a mitzvah we know becomes muksa machmas mitzvah, muksa for its mitzvah, which means that it is reserved for its mitzvah and cannot be used in any other way. However, had the mistaken acceptance of Shabbos not been binding, one would be allowed to use a candle even though it was lit for the mitzvah of Shabbos. This is because it becomes muksa for mitzvah, muksa machmas mitzvah, only once it actually is used for the mitzvah, not by mere designation. So therefore, a Shabbos candle is first considered to be used for a mitzvah when Shabbos commences, for only then does it actually serve as a Shabbos light. Unless, of course, he consciously, as we're going to see coming up, is lighting with the intent that this should be for later when he accepts Shabbos. Then it's going to be a candle, as we'll see. So therefore, according to this opinion, the mistaken acceptance is binding. So therefore, no one can touch the candle and use it. But according to the opinion of the mistaken acceptance, is not binding, Shabbos has not yet commenced, so the candle is not yet usur. However, since the Or Zaruah maintains that communal acceptance of Shabbos is binding, even by mistake, Shabbos has indeed commenced, which means that this candle has begun performing its mitzvah function, and is therefore muksa for mitzvah. Continue on in Mishnah Berurah. V'mkein hukta ner l'mitzvaso. If this is the case, it becomes muksa l'mitzvah, v'kevan shehukta l'bailim hukta l'kol. And once it's hukta for the one who lit, it's hooked up for everybody. And it's also usher to go ahead and touch such a candle. Because we're concerned, you might come and use it. Now here, what's this usher gam ligabo? So in general, touching muktzah without moving it is mutter. Moreover, one who has not yet accepted Shabbos is never really
prohibited from moving mutzah. In this case, however, the machmir. Master Shekel explains that this is because most people do not realize that the candle is mukzah, so its usher status has to be highlighted through this extra chamor measure. The Arava writes, in order to remind those who lit that they may not do malacha, that's why you're not allowed to touch it. He also adds that this applies only in a case where a person accepted Shabbos by mistake, in which case he may not realize that he's truly bound by his acceptance. So therefore, others, including himself, should not touch it, because maybe, again, according to this opinion, he might come to go ahead and use it. But if in fact he intended to accept Shabbos correctly, and others did not accept Shabbos, so we saw, and we're going to see in Yud Zayin, that if someone accepts Shabbos and another one doesn't accept Shabbos, they're going to do malacha for the other guy. Now he says that the Torah mitzvah yesh v'hakel, but for a mitzvah, the person could be makel and use it. Definitely, someone else who did not accept Shabbos. Again, we're talking all here in a case that's not very practical, because very rarely is a person going to accept Shabbos, a community accept Shatos early, and then have a person light candles early when the community accepts Shabbos early, all under false pretenses. That's what we're talking about here. Anyway, here's a very practical halacha. The end of the Mishnah Berurah is very practical. Kasav a pri gadim, misha hidlik near Shabbos ba'oda yom gadol. Someone who lights the Shabbos candles when there's still a lot more to go in the day. Obviously, they have to plag a mincha. V'hisne shalol l'kavol Shabbos, and they made a t'nai not to be kavol Shabbos. Let's say a woman who's going to the mikvah and has to drive, so she's mikavol Shabbos an hour before Shabbos. She lights candles an hour before Shabbos, but she's not mikavol Shabbos because she wants to go and drive. And I feel often in such a case, even so, it's hukta ne'el mitzvasa. It becomes mukta, not like Shabbos mukta, because it's not Shabbos yet. But it's hukta mitzvasa, and therefore, like Hanukkah candle is hukta mitzvah. This is a Shabbos candle, and it's also l'shtamish bo tash mishchol. You can't use it for any mundane purposes. Ba'afilu acherim asurim, and even others cannot use it. The mukta l'bailim masla kol, because it's mukta for the bailim, it's a mukta for everyone else as well. We continue on now in the Shulchan Aruch. Tezva, misha ayel espa'al mincha. Misha Shaha Lisbal Mincha Erev Shabbos. Person delayed davening Mincha Erev Shabbos after Kiblu Akol Shabbos until his shul was Mekabel Shabbos. Lo Yisbal Mincha Bosa Beis Gesed. You should not daven Mincha in the Kehila Shul, inside the shul itself. El Yere Chutz Lo Sobeis Gesed. You should go outside the shul. Yisbal Tfilah Shachol. And that's what you should go ahead and daven. That's how you should go ahead and daven the Mincha davening. Who shall Kibel Shabbos Imahem? And this is assuming he was not Mekabel Shabbos with the Kehila. But if he already went ahead and the Kabbal Shabbos with the Kehillah, he cannot go ahead and daven a tefillah of Chol, because he already accepted Shabbos, and once it's Shabbos, he can't say Atach Chol Nen Adam Das. Unless in the case, he's Pal Arav Shtayim, such a case, he should go ahead and say a Tachumen for Mincha, with the second tefillah being one for Mincha, but obviously the Nusach of such a Tachumen is one of two Shabbos tefillahs, and therefore that's what he should do in such a situation. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about this, explaining this halacha. Shekiblu, the Kehila was Mekabel Shabbos, Hainu Bamiras Baruch Hu, by saying Baruch Hu, O B'Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, or with Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos. Kol Makom L'fi Minhago, every place according to its Minhag, who could L'El and Simon Reis HaMachal, Sif Dalet, we are there, Ayin Shem, he discusses also possibly Bo'ichala being an acceptance of Shabbos, whatever the acceptance of Shabbos is, the Kehila did it. And he didn't daven mincha yet. So, Shulchan Aruch said, you shouldn't daven in the same shul. Even though it is still a lot of time left to the
end of the day. What's the kal of mekadesh yom? Lo yasu, you can't act kol eslav. You can't act, okay, in this weekday fashion by davening a weekday shemone esrei there with them. Now you'll ask, I understand, if your kehila was already mekabel Shabbos, why isn't that automatically like you were mekabel Shabbos and you can't daven even outside? So that is, the Be'er Halacha points out that a person only has to go with the robe with respect to malacha, but not with respect to tefillah. With respect to tefillah, as long as he was not accepting Shabbos and he did not answer with them, Baruch Hu, he can still daven mincha of chol outside the shul. But now continue on the Mishnah Berurah. If he did answer, he answered the Baruch Hu, kodesh, and he actually acted in a way that this is already Kedushas Shabbos time by Nias Baruch Hu, by saying Baruch Hu, which is the acceptance of Shabbos that the rest of the Kehila is doing. So therefore, he can no longer go ahead and make it a whole tefillah even outside. Therefore, he has no recourse. He can't do anything except for davening et hashlumen for that mincha. Sif katan. Samach Aleph, Shnayim, Hainu Mitzchila L'Shem Shabbos, meaning the first Shmon Esrei he's going to do is for my Riv of Shabbos, V'yachakashni, and the second one will be Tashlumin of Mincha. Obviously we're talking about where it was not in his control, and that's why he missed saying Mincha Bizman, and he had to rush into Shul, and it was Mekabel Shabbos, and he had no choice, or whatever, wasn't enough time, so then you got to go ahead and daven, you got to go ahead and daven two Tfilos, Im Hafach. Now what happens if a person daven his mincha tefillah before the ma'ariv tefillah in the tashlumin at night? So normally, you're not yet say your tashlumin tefillah if you do it before the tefillah of the zman. So if normally, you on a weekday, you're doing a tashlumin and you do a tashlumin of mincha before you do the ma'ariv, you're not yet say. But here he says, efshad yatzah, what's the difference? Since in this case, it's still a day, really. Just that they accepted Shabbos and treated it as night. So therefore, it still is mincha. So therefore, it's possible that in this case, if you daven mincha first, it would be okay. Kain kasa prima gadim. Vayim prima gadim. Shatozav. Siv katan ches. Yet here it might be unique where if you did the mincha before the ma'ariv, you would be yotze yotash lumen. Now, many poskim say here that really what you should do is as follows. Now the poskim do say, however, that one could say answer bracha with express intent not to accept Shabbos and then daven a weekday mincha outside the shul. In fact, check out Kiva Eger to the next Sif, which we're going to do right now, Sif Tes Zion. Imba Lebeis Hakneses. Samuch Lekabalas Hatzibur Shabbos. A guy comes into Shul and finds close to Kabalas Tzibur, Kala Shabbos of the Tzibur. So what's going on here is he's coming into the shul when the Tzibur is about to be Mekabel Shabbos. And he's not going to have enough time to daven mincha and then be Mekabel Shabbos with them. So what should he do? Masbal mincha. He should start davening mincha. Afal pisha ba'odo misbal, even though while he's davening, Yekabel Tzibur Shabbos. Even though while he's davening, the Tzibur will be saying Baruch Hu and Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos. Ein bekach klum. That's not a problem. Since he started davening mincha before, the tzibur was mekabel Shabbos. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Matchil esbal mincha, he could go and start davening mincha. But lo yamtin ad sheyanu baruchu. He should not wait to answer baruchu. Why? Dimyaneh, because if he did, shuv lo yichal esbal achakach mincha. Because if he did, he would not be able to afterwards daven mincha. Now we pointed out that a person could go ahead and answer and say Baruch Hu, and on condition he's not accepting Shabbos, and then go daven mincha outside. So why doesn't he do that here? So Ramosha, again, this is all dealing with Rabbi Akiva Eger, Ramosha here wants to maintain that here you can't go ahead and do that. Plus, in this case, what he's doing is, in his mind, even if he has explicit intent here to not accept Shabbos by saying Baruch Hu, since waiting here, by waiting to answer Baruch Hu along with the Kehila, that itself indicates that he wants to accept Shabbos along with them, and therefore, in such a case, if he's waiting, he should not do that, and therefore, he should just daven mincha, and even though the tzibur in the middle will be mekabel Shabbat, it's not a problem because he started. And that's what Sifkan Samach Gimel says. Ho will the Hischil beheter the afal pisha yodaya shelo yuchal legmor afilu chati atfila kadum baruchu. And even though he knows that he's not going to be able to finish even half of his shmoni asher of mincha before baruchu, mikol makom mikri Hischil beheter. Still, this is viewed as starting beheter lefisha she. This is that shelo lispalel tefila shel chol eight alam lispalel shel Shabbos ain't no chumer b'alam, because the ear of not davening, let's say a mincha of a weekday, by those that are davening the Shabbos tefila is only a chumrah, and since he already started, it's not a problem. When we come tov yoser, but he still says the Mishnah Berurah, it is still better both in zeh. Still, if you know that they're going to be mekabel Shabbos soon in the davening, better sheyetze. This is the minhag to go out. Let's say you already see, they say Lechun and Ranana. The minhag is to already go out, chutz beis haknesses, and daven v'yispal sham, and daven outside there. Yud Zayin. Now it comes a very practical halacha. Yesh oimim. Shemi shekibel. Allah Shabbos kodim shechashecha. Mutul oimal Yisrael chaveir lasos lo malacha. Those that say that someone who's mekabel Shabbos before nightfall, mitzvah early Shabbos, he can say to Yisrael, who did not yet accept Shabbos, to do malacha for him. So this is a great thing. Right, you were mekabel Shabbos. If you have other people that weren't, they can do things for you. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mutter loymar the kavan shel chaver mutter. Since for his friend, it's not Shabbos. It's mutter. Ain iser amira. There's no iser amira that's going to be shayach. That's even shayach. This is talking about where there's already a significant where there's a significant amount of time still before shkia ben hashmashos. The imus samach ben hashmashos is already close to ben hashmashos. The vaday kiblu rov anchei Shabbos. For sure, the majority of the city already was mekabel Shabbos, and therefore the miut nigra acharei, the minority, as we said, goes along with them balkarcham, and therefore they cannot do malacha kulelvus if yudbeis, and therefore lo shayach din zeh. This is talking about clearly where the other person was not bound by. It's enough time before Shabbos where the other person is not bound by the community to accept Shabbos based on their majority acceptance. And he, the other person, it's not Shabbos for him. So he can do malacha for the guy who accepted Shabbos early. So therefore, kishemagiyah samuch lebein hashmashos. Now, if it comes close to bein hashmashos, al yamtinu loymar mizmor shel yom haShabbos oshar maimorim anohagim Leimar b'shvil Kabbalah Shabbos b'shvil eiz anafshim ha'oskim eisam binyaneim u'mashin lavo le'beis ha'knesses. Here the Mishnah Berurah gives a quasi halacha, quasi musar shmuz to the kehilos, that when it's close to ben hashmashos, the kehilos should not delay saying that mizmor shel yom haShabbos or any other of the davening that we customarily say l'chun ranana, whatever, close to Shabbos, for the benefit of people who are attending to their affairs at home and are late to shul. The Aruch HaShulchan says, even for a distinguished person, you should not wait for them. And you should go on and do what the Kehila normally does in the time they normally do it. We now continue on in the Ramah. Ramah says, U'mutu le'anos me'osa malacha b'Shabbos. And if this other person who did this malacha for you, who did not yet accept Shabbos, so since it was totally mutter for him to do it, you, the one who accepted Shabbos, could even benefit from his malacha if he cooked. The Kol Shekei now, he says, the Motzei Shabbos, and Kavach Chaymer, he says, this applies to Motzei Shabbos, Shema Acher, the Spal Motzei Shabbos, someone who's davening and keeping Shabbos very late, oh, Shabam Shech Suda B'Laila, or he has a long Shal Shudas, Mutter Leimar Lechavero Yisrael, he can say to his friend, fellow Yisrael, Shekar Spalu V'Hivdil, who already davened and to Abdullah and davening, he can, Lasos Lo Malacha, he can do Malacha for you, even though you're in your Shal Shudas. Lahadlik lo neros, he could turn on the light, turn off the lights. Luvashalo, even cook for you. He cooked for your shalajus. Umutale anos lecho mimlato, and you can get benefit from his malacha. Kain near a lead is what appears to me. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Sifkat and Samachay, the Choshe came on Shabbos, and Kavachoymer on Shabbos, Perish, the Abbe Erev Shabbos, Kvar Kibel Shabbos, the Eev Shalafzor. He says, because on Erev Shabbos, he was already Mikabel Shabbos, and he can't go back. Afilo Hachi Shari. And even so, it's permissible to have others do malacha for you. B'chol shekein b'motzei Shabbos, for sure b'motzei Shabbos, b'chol shav shayim rotzim mispalel magdil. The person himself, if he wants to, he okay, couldn't go ahead and David Meiriv and say atachon antanu. So therefore, b'chol shekein the mutter leimar, for sure you'd be able to go ahead and take to someone who already was magdil and it's no longer Shabbos for them to do malacha for you. Sifkat and samach vav, hispalel the hivdil, this other person who David and said Abdallah, Hainu Shehibdil B'Tfilah, means that he said Atachon Atanu in Tfilah. To Bezemut, because already then, it's okay, Lassos Malacha, like we'll see, Kilakaman and see Rish Saites, Avshalah Hibdil Akos, even though he didn't do Abdallah Alakos. If you say Atachon Atanu, Baruch Amadil Mikolash Shechol, you can already do Malacha, Abdallah prevents you from eating until after Abdallah. Sifkatan Samach Zayin, Umutar Le Hanos, Ulechol, and you'll be able to get out and eat from that which the other person does for you. Lavush Oiser, Ella Imkain Berach, V'siach Daito Mea Shabbos. Lavush is Machmer, and he says that if you're Mil Shal Shudis and you didn't get bench, then you shouldn't ask someone. He's more Machmer by Moshe Shabbos. You shouldn't ask someone to go do Malacha for you. However, Achronim is Kibum Shulchan Aruch. Achronim agree with the Shulchan Aruch that you can ask the Jew who is no longer in Shabbos to do Malacha for you and even benefit from it. If a person says Amavdil Ben Kolash Lechol in the middle of his Suda, then Lekulei Alma Shari, then according to everyone, it would be permissible to go ahead and ask someone else to do Malacha for you, or you yourself. Because then even he himself could do Malacha, so for sure you could ask someone else to do it. However, this is problematic, because then you have to worry about whether or not you could loymar ritzei in birchas hamazon. You might not be able to say ritzei in birchas hamazon. Kevan shasol mitchil chol, since you made it already chol by saying baruch amadim mekolash chol. Kasev aprim gadim. The Moshe Shabbos ain't a yachid nich regar achar rov. A Moshe Shabbos the yachid doesn't go with the rov. Afal pisha kulam lo hisbalu v'lo hibilu. Even though the whole kehila has not yet daven, yachalu lahavdil, he could already be mavdil. Malacha, he could say baruch amadim mekolash chol and do malacha. Mishi yagi azman if he daven shmone esrei. Then he said the tachon and tanu as well. Even if the Kehila, the majority of the Kehila, still is in Shabbos. Ad Kan.